Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Erica is here for Am I Wrong? Hello, Erica.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on, Erica? Who are you having a dispute with, and how can we help?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, my husband, Jeff, is just, he's being a fool right now, and I'm dragging him on the radio to try to talk some sense into him, but we'll see what happens.
Well, it never works, by
the
way.
It doesn't.
We've been on the radio for like a decade. No sense at all in either of us. What did he do?
Okay, so first off, let me just tell you that my husband drives a very large, ridiculous-looking truck. He loves his truck, but it's too large and in charge for his own good.
So him and everyone else in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So we were in the parking lot of Walmart, uh-huh. And I knew it was going to happen. He tapped this person's mirror. He just hit it, you know, and it messed it up. I knew it had broken. I got out. I looked at it. It had totally, you know, messed up this mirror. And so my husband gets out and just walks right up to it and pops it back, you know. It's like, oh, well, I fixed it. No big deal. And I'm expecting him to, like, you know, leave a note like any normal person would. But no, he hops in the car. He's like, all right, here we go, you know, on with the rest of our day. And I'm like, baby, you've got to leave a note. You've got to leave something, you know, to tell him. So I took a picture of the license plate. And
you took a picture of the license plate?
I did, because I was like, well, if you're not going to leave a note, you know. So I just snapped one real quick, and then my thought is, he needs to go to the police. He needs to get a hold of this person and say, hey, I'm sorry, I tapped your mirror. I tried to fix it. I just want to be honest with you and let you know that this happened.
Okay. All right. Hang on. What's your husband's name?
Jeff.
All right. Let's call Jeff here.
Hello?
Jeff?
Yeah?
Jeff, it's the Jacksonville Sheriff's Department. We'd like to talk to you about an incident in the Walmart parking lot.
Excuse me?
I'm just kidding. Jeff, hi, it's Mark K and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
That's so messed up.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, fun fact, we got your wife on the phone, too. Erica?
Hi.
Why are you... Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up?
She told us you hit somebody's car in the Walmart parking lot, and you didn't want to leave a note. Is that true?
Erica, oh my God. It's the mirrors that are supposed to be hit. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be able to just hit them and move on. Yeah, I just tapped it. Yeah.
Okay, so you hit somebody in the parking lot and you left. Did you damage their car? Because she said you broke their rear view mirror or side view mirror.
It's like, you know how they got the mirrors on the car that, you know, it goes in and out?
Yeah.
It's like, it's meant to do that, you know? So it's not really a big deal. Yeah, I might have tapped it, but people tap my car all the time.
Oh, so you didn't break it. It just folded up and you just popped it back out?
Yeah, it's not a big deal, Erica. I don't know why you're calling and stuff.
Because you should have left a note. That's why.
But if you're not really hitting a car, then you don't have to leave a note. It's just tapping it. It's just, people in my car, Erica, how many times do I come out and say, oh, there's a scratch?
Okay.
There's a scratch, there's a dent.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, wait, did you damage the car at all, or you didn't damage the car at all?
I did not damage the car. Those mirrors go in and out. They're meant to be hit.
Right.
You can just move it. You can turn it in. If you don't want your mirror to get hit, you can turn it in before you go into the store. They didn't do that.
So did you push it back before you left, at least, so they wouldn't be able to notice?
Yeah, I popped it right back, and then I just left. But why would I leave a note? They're going to look at the snow and be like, why did someone leave me a note? I can't even tell
right.
what's wrong with my car.
Well, what if you broke something like internally? What if they get in their car and they can't move their mirror around anymore because your giant truck bumped into it?
It's the damn mirror. It's not the engine. It's not the hood. It's the mirror.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean.
Hang on one sec. Guys, hang on one sec. Don't go anywhere. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. This is Stephanie from the West Side. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I am wonderful. How are you?
We're great. Stephanie, you're from the West Side, so you must know things about the big old trucks.
Oh, yes. I know a lot of things about them big old trucks, and I do know that it is very easy to hit or ding something.
Right.
But I have to say that to try and implicate your husband as doing something that's innocent because he was able to put it back is a little ridiculous. I mean, if like, I'm on his side. If it didn't break the glass, it didn't bust the mirror off, he was able to put it back in the right position. What's the big deal?
Yeah, those mirrors are designed like that. I mean, I'll not. You know what I've done? I've backed out of my garage and flipped that mirror back.
Yeah.
I've done the same thing. Even to my grandmother's car, I've done it. And I've had it done to my car as well. And
yeah.
To me, it's just they're there. It's better than I would gladly take somebody knocking my mirror out of place versus completely destroying my car.
That is a good point.
Yeah, and if you can't tell, like, what's the point?
Well, and in all fairness, if he completely destroyed the person's car, probably you leave a note.
Well,
then
obviously.
I would hope you would leave a note, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hey, thanks so much for your call. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. If you hit somebody's car and there's no damage, are you still obligated to let them know? Daniel from Middleburg.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, good, man. What'd you want to say?
I'm with Jeff because if it didn't damage anything, I'm with him. And then if you go to the police station and then you left the scene of an accident, you don't want to tell them that. But back in the day when you had that PIP insurance, I bumped this lady's car, didn't do no damage, and I went in there and towed her. And doggone, they made me paint the whole car, fix everything. It cost me like $800, and they told me, you better fix it or I ain't going to get my license back. So,
really?
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a... All right, so honesty is not the best policy in this case.
Yeah, they could blame it on someone else.
If you didn't damage it, you know, so...
No, hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I had a woman yesterday... No, 2 days ago, I was at the stoplight, and I got rear-ended, right? Like, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, boom!
Yeah.
And I look back, and it's a big truck, a big old pickup truck.
Right.
And I get out of my car... And this lady's backing up off my bumper. She opens her door, gets out of her car, forgets to put it in park, and her truck, boom, rolls into my car again.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know,
are you kidding?
You know what she said? No, I swear to God, this really happened. And you know what she said to me? She said, wow, sorry, my brakes have been acting up. And I was not in a good mood, and I was mad that she hit my car twice. And I looked at her and I said, well, it helps if you actually step on the brake. And then I got in my car.
That was
and
a good one, Mark.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah,
I showed her.
You roasted her.
Yeah, and then I got in my car and I drove away. This has absolutely nothing to do with the story. I just wanted to
commiserate. No, that's a fun story.
Thanks. Well, look, Erica, a lot of people saying, you know, if there's no damage, why? I mean, you only leave a note when there's damage. If there's no damage, there's no reason to say anything.
There's some disrespectful people out there, apparently.
apparently
well,
so.
Well, majority rules, Erica. I'm not weird. I told you from the beginning it's not a big deal, and thank you. Actually, thank you for calling me. You know, I was like, who's calling me? What's going on? But now I feel a lot better. I can sleep at night. You know, Erica no longer bothered me about this.
Oh, Jeff, hang tight. We've got somebody on the line, apparently, who had their mirror hit at the Walmart parking lot the other day. They'd like to talk to you. I'm just kidding.
You guys play too much.
Yeah, no, you're really gullible. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.